Well, pleased to have Assistant Fire Chief Yvonne Raymer joining us today. And Yvonne, as we get closer to the holidays, there are a few fire risks that start to pop up. Let's talk first about the Christmas trees.
Yeah, that's great. You know, if you have a real tree, make sure it's well watered, that you're not blocking any of your exits or any bedroom windows. You know, if you put them in the basement, if you have children like me who love to put trees in every room, you know, put them in a safe place. And if you have an artificial tree and you want to light it up really well, just think about extension cords you're using. Make sure you're using a surge-protected power bar. And extension cords plugged into extension cords, not a great practice. Plugging them directly into the receptacle is best. And as well, you know, look at the gifts. If you have LEDs, they are lower risk than maybe our, if you're like me and you hang on to old Christmas lights, those can heat up pretty good. So make sure the gifts that are wrapped are well away from the bulbs and don't overheat.
Now we want to make sure it's just Santa coming down the fireplace and not a big fire breaking out in your home. So what can we do about our fireplaces?
Yeah, if you have a natural gas fireplace, check your exhaust, especially when it gets cold. And if you're running it quite a bit, make sure it's not icing up. Make sure it's not blocked. Check your appurtenances, so make sure your valves with your natural gas coming in the home is good. Make sure there's no leaks. We don't want any carbon monoxide. But if you have a wood-burning fireplace, love those. Make sure you've cleaned out your chimney recently. Maybe have a look at it on the roof. Make sure it's not icing over. We don't want any of that creosote or any of the heat coming back into the home or starting a fire in the wood fireplace. And then, of course, always put some protection around it. Make sure children aren't touching it, pets aren't getting near it. And, again, don't put your Christmas tree near anything that's got heat.
For sure. And how can we make sure that we don't have any deadly gases coming into our home with our furnaces?
Yeah, especially today. It's nice and cold. You want to just go to your service room, check all of your valves coming in, make sure everything's working the way it should. We always say give good clearance 3 feet around any, like your natural gas water heater, your furnace. And then if you get an opportunity to walk outside, I know nobody wants to go outside today, but do have a walk around and check your exhausts. Make sure they're not iced over, and any inlets, make sure they're not plugged either. And you know what makes a great Christmas gift? A carbon monoxide alarm.
Assistant Fire Chief Yvonne Raymer, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning.
Perfect. Well, everybody have a safe holiday season.